We're going to look at the life of Joseph. And as we talk about the life of Joseph, I'm going to hit upon key factors that dealt with his administration that I've discovered being an administrator. And then we're going to go from the generalities then to the particulars of just giving you some practical knowledge and some ways you can look at administration. When we read about Joseph, and you can turn to Genesis 37, verses 2 through 5. Let me go ahead and read that to you. This is when he was a young person. You may not have even thought of this as being administration, but it's just really along the lines of which all of you are now administrators here. So it says here, Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. Ah, the first thing here. Okay, so we've got Joseph. He's in charge of actually some sheep. And administrators were in charge of property, things like that of some sort. So we've got Joseph in charge of that, and he's collaborating with others in administration. These being all his, you know, elder brothers and things like that. And Joseph is making a decision here. And the decision is, he sees something wrong, and so he's got to decide, who am I going to go to, and how am I going to handle this wrong decision? I want you to think here for a moment. Do you think the action that Joseph did made the situation better and fixed the problem? No, I don't think so. In fact, if we read on here, verse 4, when his brothers saw that his father loved him more, and this was after the report and stuff, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. So the relationships became more and more estranged. I'll tell you, one of the, you know, here we got Joseph in his early administration. He is making a big mess of it. And in a way, this is encouraging to you as young administrators, to me as well. Sometimes our first forays as administrators don't work out very well. And we may think that, that's it. I don't have the skills. I can't be an administrator. That's it. I'm done. Well, sometimes the very best administrators have an awful start. And Joseph's start here is terrible. He's now got every person he's working with hating him. Well, what happens? How does he make this better? Okay, we read on a little bit here. Verse 5, Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So Joseph has revealed something by God. And he makes another decision. And see, these are administrative decisions. You know, as an administrator, you need to think of what actions should I do and what are the consequences? What are the desired results I want and what are the best steps to take? I think if we sat down with Joseph, the 17-year-old, we said, now, Joseph, do you want as your desired result that everybody will hate you and will despise you and want to get rid of you? Well, Joseph's answer would have been, well, no, of course not. Okay, then we could have talked with Joseph. Well, now, Joseph, if you do this, the people aren't going to like you. Do you understand that? Do you understand that personal interaction that goes on in your workplace environment? If you do this other thing, they're not going to like you either. You see, Joseph was not yet thinking as an administrator, and often as administrators, we need to think of, before we do an action, we need to think of the consequences first. We need to be forward-thinking and think of the results of those consequences. See, these are things I learned as an administrator on the job that I didn't think was part of administration when I went into it. You see, it's not just about having all these skills, these abilities. That's important. I mean, honestly, it is. But there's this other side to it I was starting to learn. And we're starting to learn about Joseph's character here, that he seemed pretty ignorant of social relationships, and he seemed to be pretty much uninformed as to how he needed to behave in front of others in order to bring about the best result. Well, you know the result here. He didn't get along with people. He obviously didn't make the right decisions here. You know, sometimes there's times in which you need to keep secrets as an administrator. There are certain people you can share things with and certain people you can't. And it's clear God gave Joseph this dream, but God didn't tell it to share it to all his brothers or his father or things. I mean, this was a dream that was very disconcerting. And at times as administrator, we have things that we have to keep confidential. And there's certain people you can share it with, and certainly, absolutely not, you cannot share it with these others. And you see, Joseph's already making all these mistakes and having all these problems. Well, you know the story. His brothers finally sold him into slavery and things like that. Reuben, the eldest son, was actually trying to mediate that. And, you know, I always wonder, well, what if Joseph, when he saw his brothers doing these wrong things, if he decided, well, why don't I go to Reuben, who's the leader, and appeal to him and see if, you know, I can make a friend here, and if between the two of us we can sort of work together and sort of rectify this problem. Instead, he sort of went over Reuben's head, and he went to his father and created all this tension. You see, there's always another alternative as an administrator. That's the thing I always learn, is it's not always that there's a bad answer and a bad answer and a bad answer. Sometimes it's just you haven't quite figured out what God's better solution is in this. And that's important. We don't see anywhere that Joseph prayed about it. We don't see anywhere he asked for guidance, anything. He just sort of blundered into things like, I have blundered into a lot of things as an administrator. Okay, so his administrative career is not going very well at this point. Okay, so he's sold on the slavery. We now move on to Genesis 39. He's now bought by Potiphar, wealthy Egyptian, and an officer of the Pharaoh and captain. And we're looking at verses 1 through 6. And it says here, Potiphar bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him from there. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all he did to prosper his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight, served him. Then he, this is Potiphar, made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put in his hand. So it was from that time that he had made him overseer of the house, and that all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake and things. Well, this is great. I mean, this is a wonderful thing for us to look upon as Christians. That if God has truly called us to be these servants, these helpers, that God will bless our work, whether we serve secular masters, whether we're in institutions such as I am that are non-Christians and things, there can still be a great blessing of God for that institution on our behalf, upon our work and our things. That's just a wonderful claim that we can have here. And I would expect that. You know, I really would expect that God would be blessing us as administrators, those we administrate over and help, and those that we serve. And really, every administrator has a boss. You know, you can just go through that. Even the President of the United States, in a way, his boss is the people of the United States. So all of us have to answer to somebody. And Joseph had to answer to Potiphar. Well, see, this brings up now a second part of administration that I didn't understand and I was surprised about. Is we talked about all these skills and things you need in administration, but we didn't talk about the fact that when you become an administrator, there are new temptations. There are new things that never happened to you before in your life. Before. Joseph is now in this situation, and one of the temptations is not mentioned here, but is implied from the text, is he had all of the wealth of his master available. And so one temptation would be simply to embezzle funds, to take funds for his personal gain. There is that temptation. And I'll tell you, as you move into administration, as you have more control over larger budgets and pools, there is many an administrator that has fallen because of that temptation. And see, that's something you have to start to consider. Something, you know, again, like you. I didn't put that in. Wow, that's part of administration, is new temptations. I didn't think of that. Yes. Yeah, there's more power, there's more authority, and with that comes the possibility of abuse. Well, the other thing about administration is you can never anticipate all that's going to happen. There is always something that's going to come up that's going to catch you quite by surprise. No matter how well prepared you are, no matter what you think you're doing, and this is well illustrated here, is who would have guessed that Potiphar's wife would be making sexual advances upon Joseph? Everything was going perfect for Joseph. Finally, he's got a start of a successful administration. Totally blindsided here. Well, Joseph's reaction was absolutely appropriate. He did the right thing. He just fled from the situation. He tried to get out of that. He was not going to, you know, abuse the privileges he had in the office. He was not going to, you know, take Potiphar's wife or anything like that. No, he got out of there. But sometimes in administration, things happen to you that you just have no control over, and all of a sudden, he found his career gone. And I'll tell you, there are times as administrators, you simply, because you're an authority figure, there are things that can just come against you that, through no fault of your own, can end your career in that particular enterprise. And this is something, you know, and again, I had no idea when I went into administration that because you become a figurehead, in a way, you're open to more attacks than you ever were before, that you're more in the public eye, that there's more envy towards you, there's more hatred towards you, despite the fact that you may have no animosity towards these people or no reason for abuse to these people. There still are things that can happen that you just simply don't have control over. Joseph's reaction was absolutely right. I mean, he served the Lord. Here's an instance where he was a good administrator. Now, remember, with the sheep and with, you know, his brothers, he was a terrible administrator there. But we see some growing up happening here. He was a very, very fine administrator with a disastrous career. And you may think, well, that's not fair. I know. Sometimes administration isn't fair. Sometimes the good administrators are in disrepute for no fault of their own. And that's unfortunately what happened to Joseph in this instance. I always think about the fact that, you know, he wasn't killed. He wasn't put to get death. And I'm assuming that Potiphar had that right to kill him. So there must have been some doubt in Potiphar's mind that, you know, maybe my wife has done this before, or I trust Joseph and stuff, but he was imprisoned instead. So this